This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fewer immigrants are arriving in Denver, allowing Denver's Human Services Division to recalibrate its approach to helping new arrivals. Part of that new strategy is Work Ready Denver, a six-month program that just welcomed its inaugural class of 350 asylum seekers. Myra Jarez-Dennis is the executive director of Centro de los Trabajadores, which Denver contracted to run the program.
We give them the soft skills, then industry-oriented training. And then what we do is we're going to start placing them into the right employers.
The city expects 70% of students in the program will end up employed full-time, earning at least $20 an hour. The Senate fell short of advancing a bill to protect access to in vitro fertilization nationwide, a policy that both of Colorado's senators support. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a 48-47 vote, the Right to IVF Act failed to move forward on the Senate floor. It needed 60 votes to advance. Both Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted to proceed. All but two Republicans voted against it. Hickenlooper and his wife Robin used IVF to conceive their son. Hickenlooper said on the Senate floor that to restrict the opportunity for IVF in some states but not others is anti-American. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
High water has closed another Front Range Creek to tubing. Boulder Creek is closed to inner tubes and rafts from below Boulder Falls through the city itself. The creek is already running high and the water level is expected to rise further. Whitewater kayakers and canoers are still allowed but are urged to wear protective gear and use caution. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.